Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Andrew.
And I'm Mary. And we are?
The Blind SML Reviewers. And today, we will be reviewing SML movie...
Black Yoshi's Kids.
And I'm going to pass it over to Mary for the plot review.
Alright. Our video opens up with Mario and Black Yoshi arguing over something... irrelevant and pretty stupid. And then that's interrupted by a knock at the door. Apparently Black Yoshi's ex dropped off a child at the door with a note saying that she can't take care of him no more. Oh, that sounded horrible. But moving on. Black Yoshi... well, gives valid excuses why he can't take care of it, why he doesn't want him, and I honestly think Black Yoshi would be the worst father in the world, if you agree.
I do.
And Mario tries to persuade Black Yoshi to keep him, and one way he does is showing him his welfare check that he has way more money than usual because he has a kid, and Black Yoshi decides to exploit this little benefit of having a child. So he goes to the park, kidnaps like 24 children, and well, starts naming them these ridiculous names. The news reports it. Broken guy comes over and finds Black Yoshi in his crimes. And we go to the ending I don't like of Black Yoshi getting the excuse not to go to prison, even though he's committing very dangerous federal crimes. Because he has a child, which is not an accurate and correct thing a police officer would do. Sorry, Brooklyn guy, but you're considered not a police officer by your, well, behavior.
Seriously.
The video closes with Black Yoshi saying, "Can I just go to jail instead of wanting to take care of his kids?" And, well, time to go with what we liked and disliked. I'll let you speak first.
Alright, well, I liked the name choices that he did, honestly. That Black Yoshi gave those kids. Seriously, those were kind of funny. You gotta admit.
They were.
Fried Chicken Isha.
Anything you disliked?
I can't really say, you know, I liked a lot of the things, but I can't really say if I disliked anything, you know. What about you?
Alright. I liked everything, but the only thing I didn't like was, well, the ending. It was kind of poor. Mainly because that's not how a real police officer would do.
Exactly.
A real police officer would not make the excuse that if somebody commits a very, very incriminating crime, they can get let off because they have a child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't like that excuse for a video. Black Yoshi should have just gone to jail and not had the excuse.
Exactly.
But, questions, comments, and concerns? Anything?
Is there something that you wanted to bring up, Mary? About the...
Yes, but I wanted you to speak first.
My question is this. Black Yoshi, be careful, bud. Seriously. And another thing, I'm sorry to say it like this, but Brooklyn guy just saying that Black Ocean get off scot-free because of his, you know, because of him having a kid? Dude, you're a crooked cop. I'm sorry.
And Black Yoshi is a horrible person for wanting to go to jail over taking care of his child. Kid.
Exactly. You know, it's honestly right. Sad.
And then I have a little bit of a... I don't know if that would be considered a question or a comment, but I have a little SNL theory. A little mini one. I think that Bukiki, Black Yoshi's baby mama, and Bukisha, Cody's stepmom, are the same person. Because their attitude, their lingo, their name, all of it just goes hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. They all
and
add up.
Not to mention, she does seem like the person that would drop her baby off at the baby daddy's house because she can't take care of him. Mm-hmm. Or she's moved on to another man and repeat the same thing. Exactly. Besides the exception of Sprinkle, but... Well... That was probably Tyrone's, and... Well... Mm-hmm. That's
another story for another day.
Yep.
Yeah, but...
But... Yeah. Alright. Jokes we found interesting or amusing.
The one name I found extremely funny was Shatana na 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 Batman. That one. Seriously, that was hilarious. That name was hilarious. You gotta agree with me on that. Seriously.
It was. I loved all of the names. I definitely wouldn't make them my own kids, but they were fitting for Black Yoshi's character.
Exactly.
To make them ridiculous and...
Mm-hmm.
Not real names.
Exactly.
And also, I liked the Black Yoshi's excuses, like the princesses that he took, that apparently his race have taken. And then also how Black Yoshi can't pronounce anything.
I know.
The declaration of my appendix.
Seriously,
or
man.
That on this, bleh. Or that insect on me. Black Yoshi can't pronounce anything, and then
Seriously.
Whenever Mario tries to pronounce it right, Black Yoshi, says,
you know,
that it's
I don't
wrong,
know my planet.
Say something against it, or you don't bitch. Don't spit bars, you can't rap.
Seriously, though.
Okay, criticisms and improvements. I said the ending I didn't like, because
right.
It's kind of typical SNL ending where it's just... Not something you would expect, but something you'd roll your eyes at.
Exactly.
Anything you have to say?
Nothing really. It's just, you know, good video. I liked it.
Yep. Back on the comments thing, I know we're all over the place today.
Yeah.
But I loved that we got some character development of Black Yoshi.
Exactly.
That... Yeah. He would rather not have kids just because
he wants to sit on his butt and play video games all day. Or blow his welfare check on.
And that he would Kool-Aid and fried chicken.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But I love the fact that we got some character development and Black Yoshi's very immoral and irresponsible decisions.
Exactly.
That he'd rather commit murder or abandon his own kid
exactly.
just because he doesn't want him.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's called adoption for a reason, Black Yoshi.
Exactly. Why didn't you take Mario's advice?
And... Exactly. And not to mention that we got to see what Black Yoshi would do if he had a kid.
Exactly.
And if he learned the benefits of having children if you're unemployed, or if you're just, well, too lazy to get up and actually pursue a career or get a job.
I'm just going to say like this. It's called greed for a reason, and I don't like it. You know?
Yeah. Okay. Now we move on to the conclusion. Drew, what would you rate this video as?
I would give it a... I would say at least a... 5? Maybe? If that's being too generous?
I would say it's better than that.
Maybe a 7?
I would say that's underrating. Yeah, I would say a 7 or an 8.
Yeah.
A lot of people, this is controversial, but I love this video. I've watched it like 20 times. I still don't find a thing that I don't like about it.
Seriously.
Except that, well, unforgivable ending.
Exactly. Okay, Brooklyn Guy, please.
But I really loved the video. And frankly, I would put it in probably my top 20 favorite SNL videos of all time. And that's saying a lot considering that I've been a fan for 10 years and there's been some real golden gems of videos.
Exactly.
But I would give it about a 7.5.
7.5. Maybe an 8 if we're being generous.
This concludes our review of Black Yoshi's Kids.
I'm Andrew.
And I'm Mary.
And we are
the Blind SNL viewers.
Signing off. Peace out, guys.